Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy towards us that are new every morning.
Day after day after day.
because you're providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me.
The Lord is my shepherd, He goes before me, defender behind me, I won't fear. Filled with anointing, my cup's overflowing, no weapon can harm me, I won't fear. My comfort always holds me close. He always guides me through mountains and valleys. His joy is refreshing. Restores my soul. Mercy and goodness give me assurance that I'll see His glory. Lift your voice, say, He's my comfort, He's my comfort, always holds me close. Oh, hallelujah, I am not alone. No, no. Your Spirit lives within me, so I will walk in your peace. Your Spirit lives within me, my victory, your Spirit lives within me, so I will walk in your peace. Your Spirit lives within me, my victory, my victory. Your Spirit lives within me, so I will walk in your peace. Your Spirit lives within me, my victory. victory, my victory, my victory, my victory, my victory, my victory. I win because you're my victory, my victory. Hallelujah. Is it your victory today? You are not alone, no, 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 no. Hallelujah, I am not alone. He's my comfort. Always, always holds me close.
To really express the magnanimousness of God. Lift your hands and say, God, you are awesome. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus.
Apostle Dr. Faith Walters received the call from the Lord to begin a ministry that would empower individuals for success in the kingdom of God.
And Lord God, we thank you for being such a great God.
Lift your
hands. Thank you for being a loving God, a gracious God.
Welcome to Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries, located in Mount Vernon, New York, and online at wamo.org. Join Apostle Dr. Faith Walters live on Sundays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for divine service, empowerment, worship, prayer, words of encouragement, Bible education, fellowship, and more. This broadcast is a production of WAMO Media Network. Thank you for joining us. If you want to support this ministry, please subscribe, like, share this video, and leave a comment. It's easy and will cost you nothing. If you want to donate, please visit www.wamo.org/give. You can watch our services via our website, live.wamoe.org, on television via Carib Vision at caribvision.tv, and on the YouTube and Facebook apps.
You're worthy, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good day. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are listening on this beautiful day. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is very good. He's an awesome God. He's a great God. He's a wonderful God. He is vivacious. He is fantastic. He is, oh my goodness, generous, caring, loving, sweet, sweeter than honey in the comb. He is just so wonderful. He is an excellent God. Our triune God, which is the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We thank God that He allowed us to be here another day. You allow us to wake up. Some of us are going to sleep right now. He allowed you to go through the day. You're going to sleep. Or you just coming back from work. It's the afternoon for some. But just thank God for you. Some people are still asleep. So we praise God for wherever you are around the world, in the United States, wherever you're existing, wherever you lay your head, wherever you are walking, wherever you are going or traveling. We thank God for you today. We bless God. I'm going to go to our devotion, which is taken from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. And it's, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And it reads as thus. One day as he saw the crowds gathering, Jesus went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples gathered around him and he began to teach them. God bless those who are poor. So we teach them the Beatitudes, something that we as children of God should really live by. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for Him. For the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven, is theirs. God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you are my followers. Be happy about it. Be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted in the same way. We thank God for the word today. God's words is always blessed. It's always anointed. It's always a prophetic word, a word that really, when you wake up, it uplifts your spirit. It allows you to think. It allows you to examine yourself. It allows you to really feast on it, because sometimes the word can slap you in the face. Sometimes the word can really convict your spirit. Sometimes the word is soothing. Sometimes the word gives you hope. You know, so the word of God is so powerful. It can allow it to, it challenges you as a person to really think about your walk with him. It challenges you to really rethink some strategies, rethink your thought patterns, rethink maybe your behavior, rethink maybe you may say something to someone that wasn't right. Maybe you need to go back and say you're sorry. It challenges you to really go deep into yourself, go deep into your mind, go deep into your thoughts, and to regenerate your mind, to think in a way where Jesus requires us to think, because he wants us to flow in him. He wants us to be alive in him. He wants us to follow his principles. He wants us to live a life that he lived, that he set the example for us when he was born of the Virgin Mary. He came to this earth through Mary, and he came from a baby. He wasn't born in a fancy place, in a wealthy place where it was a whole bunch of gold furniture and gold pipes and fancy bathrooms and umpteen bedroom houses and $1 million and zillion dollar houses with 40,000 square foot and large swimming pools outside and trees lining up the walkway and lights. And, you know, he wasn't born in those luxuries. Even though he is kingly, even though he walked in kingdom authority, but he chose not to be born in those fancy places, because if he did that, the people of wealth will think that he only came for them. So I'm so thankful that the Lord did not choose to be in that place, even though he is who he is. So, you know, and he just was born. I mean, there was nothing prepared for him when he came into the world. I mean, he was born of a Virgin Mary, a young lady, and she was chosen by the Holy Spirit, and he was born in a manger where he was surrounded by a whole bunch of animals. And he was wrapped up in a blanket, maybe a cotton, something cotton, or could be made of, you know, what they call it, crocus bag, whatever. You know, he was wrapped up in something. This was swaddling clothes, but they didn't say what type of clothes, what type of material it was. You know, but even though he was wrapped up in this little piece of garment, he was such a lovely baby. He was a beautiful baby. He was very calm. He was very sweet. He was very loving. Yes. You know, and people came to him and he was born. There was no big announcement. Like when you have babies, baby showers here, baby showers are bigger than weddings now. People don't be getting married no more. People just be having these babies and they just have these elaborate baby showers, you know, and Mary didn't get none of that. Okay. Ain't got no fancy presents. No, she ain't get no fancy outfits for the baby and bottle to feed him or whatever. She ain't get none of them things. Okay. Nobody ain't thinking about that stuff. But what's important is that the purpose and the plan of the why Jesus came to us. And, you know, he came, you know, for real to save his people from their sins, to give us a hope of eternal life. Because when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, you know, they were disobedient and we needed to be redeemed. So Jesus sat and he said to his daddy, said to him, son, you got to go and go do something for this world. You're going to have to die, son. You have to go born and you're going to walk. They're going to treat you all kind of way. Some people are going to accept you. Some people are not going to accept you. They're going to crucify you. They're going to lie on you. They're going to do everything they desire to do, you know, to you. But in spite of it, son, you got a plan, you got a purpose, you got to fulfill. And of course, I mean, it was hard. But he said, daddy, you know, he loves to please his father. And don't we love to please our parents? We're supposed to really, and, you know, please them in a way, especially when they're raising you right, and whenever they're really involved in your life and they are, you know, they invest in you and they take time to encourage you. They take time to build you up. They take time to, you know, encourage you in a way where you could have good self-esteem, where they encourage you to go to school. They teach you to read and write. They really spend time with you. They take you to places. They take you to the park. They may not take you on a fancy trip to travel in a, you know, maybe Disney or whatever it is, because maybe it depends on how much finances they have. But they really invest time in you to build you up. Okay, those are true parents. Those are parents that they don't realize that when their children grow up, they ain't got to worry about nothing. They ain't got to beg for nothing. They ain't got to really think what their children going to do for them. They ain't got to do none of that. It's automatic because they invested time in their children. And they don't have to worry about their livelihood because of the children will never forget how they really took care of them. So it's just automatic. The child would just turn around and do something nice for the parents. You'd be surprised, you know, when parents don't understand how important they are to help to build children. They don't really understand that. They don't really understand the purpose of why God gave them such a wonderful gift. A lot of people, some parents have children just so they can help them in their old age. That don't make sense. Because if that's what you desire, you need to invest in them so they could have a life. They could build up themselves. They could get good grades in school, in the formal school, and go to college and build up their life. So when they get out of college, they get themselves good jobs and be able to function on a basis where they can flow, you know. And then as they build their lives up, You know, God opened the door for when the time comes for you to get help. You know, they will have the means and the support to do that for you. But for some reason, some parents don't understand that. You know, I really think it's wrong when parents have children to take care of them. You know, I look at some of these cultures. You have a lot of shows on the African culture on the Facebook. And a lot of them, you know, a lot of them, these families grew up in poverty. They're in the village and they just have their daughters want to get married to some rich man so they could take care of them. The parents, I mean, that is so unfair. And some of these women marry these men and they're abused and so abused and beaten and all kind of stuff happening to them. And they go back home and tell their parents what's going on. And they're telling them they must stay in the relationship because that's their husband. I don't understand that. And all they're thinking about is themselves. They're not thinking about the fact that their daughter has been whipped and treated unfair and treated as if she's a nobody. They're not worrying about that. All they're worrying about is them having the livelihood money sent back to the home to take care of them at the expense of their daughter. You know, so I realize a lot of women go through a lot of challenges in a lot of these cultures. You know, even the culture I came out of, you know, Jamaican culture, I went through a lot myself because women, you know, girls, it's a different way for us. And the guys, they get to chill and be who they want to be. They're not spoken to in a way where correct them in such a way that they need to change, you know. And they grew up, and a lot of these guys grew up as to be men that don't have any good qualities. They don't have any good way to support themselves. They have this mindset. They're supposed to grow up and get married and just marry somebody, okay? And just marry and have children because that's the focus of why they believe females are here, okay? We just come here, just marry. You treat us any old kind of way. You don't spend time with us. You don't respect us. And you just want us to lie down and we open up our legs and you just have your way with us, have your fun, and that's all it is. Supposed to do your wifey duties, and you treat us like crap, okay? That is not what women, when God made us, it wasn't intended for us to be treated like this. And throughout scripture, you know, as Jesus came about, you know, he was moving to and fro, he helped so many women because a lot of women were oppressed, even through scripture. A lot of women were treated, mistreated so unfairly. And it's unfortunate that a lot of this way that women were treated back in the day, it still continues into a lot of cultures, which is wrong. You know, and that's why I'm so thankful that Jesus came, because he helped to change a lot of this mindset. He helped to let us realize that women are valuable, okay? And we can do a whole lot more than just being your wife to lie down and cook and clean. And we could do more than that. There's a whole lot of stuff that God, the Lord designed us to be. We are your helpmate. We are the one that stands with you, not stand behind you, not allow you to treat us like we are your children, because they talk about submitting to your wife and submitting to your husband, and you're supposed, the husband is the head of you. And that is so, so incorrect in scripture, you know, and they treat her like a child and she's like a maid or whatever she is, you know. And it's not something a wife, you know, when you're a wife, you want to do because your husband is loving and because he treats you with respect. You don't have a problem doing what you got to do for him. It's same thing with parents. I just said it earlier. Same thing when parents invest in their children, invest in their livelihood. Same thing with your wife. When you spend time with her, you investing her life, you investing her dreams and her goals. You know, you ain't got to worry about nothing. Whatever you need, it's going to happen. Okay? Because she realizes that you are a good man. So everything is going to be automatic. So when you got to be pressing and being forceful and maltreating and doing all kind of stuff, whether they be children or wives, something wrong with you. Okay, you got issues. And somehow it tells me you came from bad parenting. Somehow your daddy wasn't acting right with your mama and she put up with it. And therefore you attracted the same thing. And there you go. You become just like your daddy who was not doing right. And mommy just kept it quiet. She was in denial because she didn't want to be single. She just put up with the foolishness in secret and all these things. Things were not always what they seem at home. Okay, everybody looked like mommy was always smiling. But deep down, mommy was crying. Mommy was breaking up inside. But you didn't see that as a child because everything was quiet. Because when you went to school, okay, mommy was pouring her eyes out. But you ain't ever seen that when she came back home. So all these secrets, all these things that people, have in their spirit, and not allowing their children to see the other side, to allow them to understand that marriage is not perfect. And then you have this young man grow up and be the same beast as his father was, you know, and the cycle continues because he don't think he needs to change because he was part of the environment. You know, they said it's a product of the environment, you know, help me, Holy Ghost. So this is all connected to the scripture. Okay. I'm just making as the way the Spirit of the Lord just lead me the flow. So, you know, if we spend time to learn the word of God and learn what it is, a lot of what we were taught was so incorrect. If we spend time really sitting down and decipher the scripture, read the word of God, you know, just actually read it and take it line by line and allow the Holy Ghost to infiltrate your mind and your thoughts. And if you need to change, you change because that's what the word does. Holy Spirit of God. So if you are acting like a person, a man, you're not a provider. How can you marry somebody and expect the woman to provide for you? That's that scripture. And a lot of times people just feel nowadays, because we're in a new century, that things change. So then you have women proposing to men, which they never said that. Okay, that's not scripture. It don't matter how much people want to gravitate and move away from the truth. The word of God still stands. The man is to find the wife, not the wife find the husband. That is not scriptural. And I don't care how far we go. I don't care if we go to the third the 23rd or whatever centuries we can go to. The word of God still stands clear. It don't change. It don't reverse anything. It don't twist. It don't do none of that. Okay. It is what it is. The man is a provider. The man's supposed to have a job, adequate means of income to support himself. Okay. And not only that, is mine. Got to be right. If he's narcissistic, he grew up in a narcissistic environment where they're controlling people, okay, then he needs to change that mindset before taking on a wife, okay? He needs to change who he is. He needs to go to the psychologist. He needs to go see a pastor, a counselor, somebody, a therapist to help his mind to change. He needs to look into himself, because if he don't look into himself and he gets married, he going to consist and he don't change his behavior. He's going to be married over and over and over again. And that's what we see in our society, okay? And a lot of people are not connected to the Beatitudes. A lot of people don't think in terms of helping others, don't think in terms of supporting others and being humble and being caring and being faithful and being supportive and being merciful. A lot of people are not like that. A lot of people grow up and just being stubborn and just feel that their way is the only way. And if you can't do it my way, then you are a nobody. If you can't do it but my way, then you be gone. Okay, even if they wrong. Okay, if they right, I can understand. But if they wrong, you know, that's another story. You know, even when I think about, you know, you have pastors, family, you're a pastor's children, you know, they believe, they have this concept that when God called you for ministry, you're supposed to sell out to your family for the ministry. Okay, so then you have your wife, you have your children, but then you spend so much time with church business that you forget that you have wife and children. So you don't give them no time because everything is directed to taking care of church business. And what people don't understand is God is the head of your family. Okay, ministry begins at home. It don't begin out in the street. And a lot of times they feel that taking your children to church all the time, that's how they're going to be raised. But then at home, you don't teach them anything. You have bad example at home, calling yourself Christians, but yet you love God, but yet your relationship with the Lord is off. You ain't got no time to spend time with your children. You ain't got no time to take them nowhere because you're so busy worrying about church work, trying to please the church folk. You know, and before you know it, your children are grown up and they're all over the place. And you wonder to yourself why your children become drug addicts, why your children become baby daddies and baby mamas and come out to be homosexuals and all kind of stuff going on because you wasn't paying attention. You was too focused on the church folk, on the business of church, that you forgot that you have a wife and children. And some of y'all, your wives leave you. Oh, Spirit of God. And some of y'all, you don't think your wife is good enough anymore. So you find the secretary, you find somebody to be hanging out with because she's not the way she's supposed to be because the secretary is there or somebody in the church is showing up her private self and showing her private parts and showing the bosoms and you up there trying to preach and she over there trying to get your attention and all kind of foolishness going on in church. And you're falling for that. And you don't tell your wife that something is happening. You don't bring her into what you're doing. You are counseling people. You're doing stuff. But you're not bringing her into it and letting her know what's going on so she could take her rightful place beside you. You just act like it's all about you. So a lot of this went on and there's so much wrong teaching. And you know, and I started realizing, God, that you said ministry begin at home. So we are supposed to teach our children, teach up, you know, be the head and to teach, be a part of the family structure to help our children to grow and expand. And don't let them treat them as if they have to, you know, be a certain way. I had to be a certain way as a preacher's kid, and we had to make ourselves look good for the church folk. Everything was very phony because we weren't able to be ourselves. We weren't able to be children. We literally were raising ourselves because there's so much focus was on the church folk, you know, and then you're all of a sudden, surprise, surprise, your child is on drugs. Uh-oh. Your child is out here doing all kind of crazy stuff because your focus was wrong, you know? So a lot of us don't understand that you know, it's important to flow in the Word of God. And if you have children, you have family, ask the Lord to help you. The Bible is a roadmap in helping you to achieve success. The Bible is a roadmap in helping you to be all that you can be. Okay, the Bible gives you, you know, things that can help you to function, able to grow and build and even to resist the enemy and he will flee from you. The Word of God says that. So Jesus, you know, I love him. I love the way he operates. I love how he moves about and he's such a humbled man. You know, he's such a beautiful person inside and he really connects a lot to the poor, you know, and people who don't feel that worthy of being a part of this tweak or being a part of this league. You know, you have the elite club and certain people, you know, even myself who are, I'm educated. I don't walk around with it. I don't wear it on my sleeve, but sometimes you move around people who are also educated. They look at you like you're beneath them. So a lot of times I just be quiet. I don't say nothing. I just chill and move about and act like I don't know nothing. Because you looking at me, you act something is wrong with me. And I got the same level as you or maybe even higher. But I don't walk around and act like I'm better than you because having an education is not to show yourself that you're better than somebody else and you have this and have that. So what? You know, it's supposed to help to build your character. So if it's not building your character, then I don't even understand why you even got educated. Yeah, I know it helps you get money and, you know, a better job and things like that. But still, it's supposed to help to build you as a person, or to help to make you better, and for you to go out there and to make a difference in your society. Not showing off, not acting like you all of this and you so deep. Sometimes people so deep, I get so tired of being around deep people. I walk away from you. I can't be bothered with people too deep and so overly minded. They're no earthly good. You're boring. You know, I like people to be balanced. I like people to be able to just smile, not so serious all the time, not able to have fun, you know, and that's why I like the way the Lord, you know, have me, because I'm going to be jolly. It don't matter where I'm at. I like to dance. I like to be excited. I don't like to sit on there all stiff and what have you. I ain't got time for all that, because I got one life to live. I'm going to live it to the fullest. I'm going to enjoy my life. I never had a childhood. So my adulthood, I'm going to enjoy it to the fullest. I'm going to bless God, and I'm going to, I know I read the word of God, understand the word of God. And if I'm out of line, the Lord will tell me, don't do that, daughter. Don't do this, daughter. He will speak to my spirit. So, you know, I just enjoy my life. I don't want to die being a stiff person. I want to be able to enjoy my life. I want to be remembered as somebody that enjoys life. How was it you want to enjoy? You want to be remembered as some stiff person, don't talk to nobody, in this little corner by yourself, don't help nobody, don't reach out to nobody. I mean, you don't want to be that. You know, so you spend time, read these Beatitudes and allow the Lord to work in your life. Allow him to build up your life. Allow him to, you know, for you to expand and grow and be all that you can be, because that's what it's all about. OK, when you come to Christ, OK, and, you know, you're supposed to be about his business, and his business is about loving your neighbor as you love yourself. His business is about building you up as a person, to have a good mind and a good heart towards yourself and others. Because the way you treat yourself, that's how you're going to treat people, you know. So I just really pray that God will touch all of you this morning. Thank God for OK Yeri that joined the room. God bless you, and you, me, radio, and, you know, everybody that joined the room. Thank God for you for being a part of this devotional this morning. And we pray that God will bless you, Okayeri, that your life will grow and expand and build, and you do great wonders for the Lord and great exploits for the Lord. And may God continue to show up and show out in your life, and he will bless you in every area of your life. And I pray that he will order your steps in him, and you be wonderful and do great exploits for him, because he is a wonderful God. He's a great God. And the Lord says to ask him, and he says to seek him. He says knock, and whatever you desire, you delight yourself in him, and he will grant you desires of your heart. So I'm going to pray right now. So those who have prayer requests, please put it in the chat if you haven't done so, you know. And I want to pray as the Lord, as Holy Spirit leads me. And I pray that this devotional, these words have touched your life, and these words have helped you to grow and to build and to be all what the Lord desires you to do. And we bless God today. Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Great is your mercies toward me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercies I see day after day. Forever faithful towards me. Always providing for me. Great is your mercies toward me. Great is your grace. Great is your mercies toward me. Your loving, loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercies I see. Day after day, forever faithful towards me. Always, always providing for me. Great is your mercies toward me. Great is your grace. Great is your mercies towards me. Your loving kindness towards me. Your tender mercies, I see. Great is your grace, forever faithful towards us, always providing for us. Great is your mercies toward me. Great is your grace. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, helping broken hearts. We worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Oh, waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Father, we magnify your name, Jesus. We honor your name, Jesus. We glorify your name. We thank you for being God all by yourself. We thank you for being a loving and gracious God. We thank you for Jesus Christ, who came among us, walked among us, was crucified, buried, and rose again. We thank you for the Holy Ghost, the third person of the triune Godhead that is in us and operates in us and through us. We thank you for those who are seeking the Holy Ghost, with the utterance of speaking in tongues, to be another level and be in a heavenly realm, Lord Jesus, that the tongues that we speak, the enemy don't understand. Sometimes when we pray, we can pray in tongues. And Lord, it's a gift that we all should aspire to receive. The gift of tongues in the Holy Spirit coming upon us and doing us with power from on high, who is speaking a heavenly language. And Lord, there are times when we need interpreters when we are speaking in this heavenly language. And there are times when we pray, only you understand what we're saying. Because sometimes we gotta pray in this heavenly tongue so the enemy don't know what's in our hearts, because he can't. That's one thing he doesn't know how to understand, know how to read, is the tongues. So we pray that people will aspire to receive the Holy Ghost with the utterance of speaking in tongues, according to the book of Acts chapter 2, when they were in the upper room and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they were speaking in different tongues, and people didn't understand what was going on. They thought they were drunk. But Lord Jesus, it's okay for us to be drunk in the Spirit. That means the anointing is overshadowing us. And sometimes when we flow through the Holy Ghost, it has really done so much to us. Sometimes we can't sit up straight. Sometimes we can't lie down properly. Because we have been in a place of power, a place of anointing, dunamis anointing. And that's what happened to these people. They were in a special place. And I pray today that many aspire to receive that gift of the Holy Ghost on fire. Lord God, we pray for those who are being challenged today, those who are going through all kind of things happening to them, those who are having financial issues, those who are having all type of different things coming at them. Lord Jesus, we ask you, God, that you intervene in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father, that if their backs are against, up against the wall, we ask you, Father, if all hell is breaking loose today, we pray you break the bonds of confusion. We pray you break the bonds of foolishness. We pray you break the ties of things that's not acting right. We pray that you break the bonds of things happening in the home, the narcissistic behaviors, the narcissistic is controlling people. We pray you break those bonds, break those ideologies, break those mindsets in the name of Jesus. We speak to every type of disorder happening in the families today. We speak to every type of sickness in the brain, Lord Jesus, cerebral palsy, Lord God. We speak against, Lord God, mental, all kind of mental disorders, people having phobias, being a fear of heights, being a fear of all kind of, being afraid of all kind of different things, arachnophobia, all kind of things they are being afraid of, God. We pray that you will touch their mindset. Whatever is causing this fear, Lord Jesus, we ask you, God, for healing today. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, those who are physically blind, Lord God, visually impaired, Lord Jesus, we pray you touch their eyes, Lord God. Perform a miracle in their eyes, Jesus. Holy Spirit of God, Lord Jesus. And they claim that as we age, we start to get cataracts or whatever it is in our eyes, Lord God. But Lord Jesus, we pray against the cataracts. Lord God, we ask you for healthy eyes that we will see as we reach up in age, as we go up in age, healthy eyes, Lord God. And part of healthy eyesight, we got to be eating vegetables, a lot of greens, Lord Jesus. A lot of us don't know this. We got to make sure we have a balanced plate, Lord Jesus, meat, starch, and vegetables. And the greener the vegetables, the better it is for us. And that helps to build up our eyes, build up the sockets, and build up the retina, the good eating habits. And not only that, have a good eating habit, have a good mind. as your word says in Matthew chapter 5 of the Beatitudes, care about people, loving people, and be a part of their lives in whatever way possible. Help to encourage them, help to build them, help to be there for them when we can, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Father, that you will give us healthy mindsets, Lord God. Let us love ourselves, because many of us don't love ourselves. I was one, a young girl. I never loved myself when I was young. But I thank you, Lord, for teaching me. I thank you for bringing people in my life to help me, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for the psychologist and the therapist that helped me. And I thank you for the classes that I took that helped to heal my mind. And that way I could help others to build their lives. And Lord God, it also shows that you can do the impossible. You can help us through many things in our lives once we ask you, Lord God. And once we seek you and find you, once we knock and you said you shall be open unto us. So we just got to keep asking. You would help to build our lives. Lord Jesus, help us to see ourselves, Lord God. And many of us can take rejection. Especially men of today, young men can't take rejection when a woman says no. She tired of you. She tired of your foolishness. She tired of your nonsense. She tired of putting up with the bad behavior, your mommy ways, your mama ways, mama boy's ways. She's tired of it. She thought she could have handled it. She thought she could have changed you, but what these women don't understand, nobody can change anybody. If the man ain't changed before he met you, he ain't going to change while he with you. And if he married you, it's going to even get worse. And Lord God, let these women understand, they got to pick up these men who are smiling with their nice teeth and they don't know anything about these men. Lord, I pray that these women stop sleeping with these men and they ain't married to them. They don't know enough about these men to be sleeping with them and having babies for them and doing all kind of stuff. And when they turn around, these men are sick. They got sick minds, something wrong with their psyche, Lord Jesus. Let women realize, God, that they ain't got to settle for anything. They ain't got to settle for nonsense. Let women, young women, as we are grown, we need to have women that teach young girls that they don't have to accept rude behaviors. When a grown man come around you and try to touch you, tell somebody. Encourage the girls to speak up. And when they come and tell you as a parent, don't act like they lying to you and telling you fibs. Investigate, Lord Jesus. Some of our mothers, we are so careless. We just leave our daughters with men that are not even their fathers. We just leave them with anybody. Leave them with uncles, leave them because we trust them, all their family. We got to be so careful, even families, even with cousins. They leave their daughters with any people, anybody. And a lot of them don't know their children. So the fact that look at them is something ain't right, something out of ordinary, something is off. But you got to know your child. And Lord, some of our mothers don't know their own children. They don't know them. They don't study them. We pray for mothers. Since you decide that you want to be a single mother, sleeping up with this one, sleeping up that one, having a whole bunch of babies for different men, that's your decision. But you need to spend time raising your children, spending time with them, knowing what they will do and what they will not do. And don't leave them up with everybody. Know them enough, Lord Jesus. Let these parents, these young women, read the word of God to their children. Teach them how to pray. Teach them how to call on you, Jesus. We speak these words into families, God. The family structure is just off, Lord Jesus. So many things is allowed to go on with children. And nobody's checking it, God. Nobody's checking it on children. Nobody is making sure everything is all right. Some of our mothers are so worried about having a man in their lives that they will just accept any old thing. They will sell their children out for a drug, a fix, all kind of nonsense. Shit, they be okay. They will allow a man to sleep with their daughter just to get a fix. Hey, Jesus. Holy Spirit, I don't know where you're leading me to pray, but Lord God, I'm a flowing it, Jesus. And Lord God, they just doing all kind of stuff with these children, human trafficking them, Lord God. Oh, my God. They in stores, they don't hold their hands. They don't have them in the cart. They don't make sure they're close by. They walking down the street. The children is walking behind them. And the mama on the phone, she don't even know what's happening. And she turn around, don't see her child, and she wonder what took place. Lord Jesus, so many people so careless with their children, God. You give us gifts. Sometimes you wonder if they really wanted the child. Some of them don't like the father. But nobody ain't told you to lie down with any man. You just met him today. You sleep with him the next hour. Nobody told you to do that. That was your decision. And Lord God, I pray for young women growing up that they don't have to do all this. They could be virgins to the day they die. That's their business. They ain't got to give up nothing to nobody. You ain't put a ring on it. You don't need to be having nothing. We ain't got no contract. Ain't nothing need to be happening. Lord Jesus, let these women protect the womb. Protect what they have. Lord Jesus, protect the precious cargo that you gave them. Not just bring children into the world just to be bringing them in here. You're not even ready for the child. Lord Jesus, and I pray for those who people force themselves on these young girls, young impressionable girls, and impregnate them at young ages. And they have to live with this. Carrying a child which they didn't ask for because some adult was disgusting enough to lie down with a child. Something is wrong with these men, Lord Jesus. And we pray for these young women who are caught up in these situations, have to make decisions where they got to keep the child or whether they got to discard it. But Lord, whatever decision they make, Lord Jesus, let your will be done in spite of God. And we pray for these men, these dirty men. Men old enough to be their grandfathers, great-grandfathers, filthy men, old enough to be their daddies. We pray that you will heal, Lord God, deliver them from the filthy mindset. A lot of these grown men going after little girls. Hey, Spirit of God, we pray against every filthy mindset today. Lord Jesus, something is happening right now to a little girl. Lord Jesus, Lord God, allow something to happen, Lord God, that he will not follow through. Somebody's thinking about lying down with a girl right now. I'm molesting them as a little boy right now. Ah, Jesus, we bind up right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, intervene, God, intervene, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Little children are crying out today, God. They're crying out for help, Lord God. They're locked in dungeons, locked in secret compartments of homes and basements and floorboards and all kind of in the wall, Jesus. They be okay, shut us. Lord Jesus, expose, Lord God. Expose, Jesus. uproot and overturn every filthy thing that is done to children today. We bind up every type of astrology, every satanic worship, Illuminatus, Freemasons, Skulls and Bones, all these fraternities with their secret societies. We bind up even Hollywood situation, Lord Jesus, the backdoor deals, and even in the music industry, Lord God, continue to expose, Lord God, the filth. Lord God, even in the prison system, God, even in our court system, Jesus, even in our government, God. Lord Jesus, destroy every plan, Lord God. We speak against every demonic, every satanic, every type of evil worship. Babies put as sacrifices, secret places in homes, secret meetings. Leaders, people who are people of the gospel, say they preach the word of God, but yet they are caught up in these lodges, caught up in these Freemasonry and all the different secret societies, God. Expose them, God. Let them step down, Lord Jesus. Because, God, if it's secret, it can't be good. All these secret societies controlling the masses. Everybody looking out for one another and the poor. Anybody thinking about? We got so much people with wealth and we got so much poor people living in a society. Some of them living right across the street from a rich person. And no matter what they give to you, they gonna always have. But these rich people getting richer and they more stingy than ever. Some of them give money they give their money away to another rich person. I don't understand that, God. But something's off. They live in these immaculate homes only. They can only use 2 or 3 rooms. 20 bedrooms. Why you need 20 bedrooms? And they're empty. Huge lawns, different things, Lord God. All of this, what does that mean? That your neighbor needs some kind of help. Your neighbor needs an intervention. But God, we pray today that you said the poor, you said you bless the poor. You bless them because all they have is you. Even the poor are excited to get up every day. Even they don't have much, they still share the little bit they have with one another. So Lord Jesus, continue to bless the poor, help them to succeed. Lord Jesus, some of them are down and, you know, things happen to them in their lives. Lord God, some of them, God, because of selfish reasons and because of jealousy, while some of them lose. But God, we pray that you would change their mindset. They need to change and you would bring them back to a place of humility, Lord God, that they will see themselves and want to help others. And we pray today, Jesus, that your hand, Lord God, be up on them. Pray for the sick, the ones that's grieving today, the elderly, God. We pray that you would touch them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Pray the power of God intervene in their lives, Lord Jesus. We pray, Jesus, that your hand, Lord God, be upon them, that you strengthen them today, that you give them hope, that they will go forth and do and be all that you desire them to be. Thank you for just helping us to be where we're supposed to be, at the level where we're supposed to be, Lord Jesus. In your timing, God. Thank you for working things out in our lives, Jesus. Thank you for reversing decisions that was made against your people that was not right. Thank you, God, that you're doing it right now. Thank you, Jesus, for those seeking for homes. Lord God, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they will get the home of their dreams, what they desire, Father. And I thank you, Jesus, that you sustain them in their homes and give them the health and strength to keep up their homes and be able to function. And thank you, Lord. Let them learn to get up and to be thankful that you give them something to own, Lord Jesus. We pray that you will open up doors, miraculous doors, and help your people to continue to succeed and continue to grow and build. And everybody that's listening, whether they're doing it now or later, we thank you for all our subscribers on our YouTube channels, on our platforms. People connect to the Excel Project. We thank God for the Westchester County legislators, Honorable Tyree Woodson Samuels, and his support team that helps this ministry, Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries, to push forward the projects that we do for the community. Thank God for the books that came forth out of my spirit, and my next book coming forth, Jesus, and my next CD coming forth, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, that as I put it together, Lord God, that your hand, Lord God, be up on it, and it will connect to the areas we need to connect to, Father, that people will be uplifted. Because, Lord, you, the books you give me, God, is to relate. It's relatable to people's lives. And that's what I asked you for, God. That the word of God, Lord Jesus, manifests itself, connect to reality. That's what I asked you. That's what I prayed for. It's when I disconnected from my religious environment. I wanted the word of God to connect to my reality. And I thank you that the books I write, they connect to people's reality, what they're going through, what have been challenged with, God. I want to do something more than what everybody else is doing, Jesus. I want to let people understand. I know what you're going through. I feel your pain. Because, God, you delivered me from so much. And I'm sharing the thoughts, the things that you've done to help me. I am letting people know that once they trust in you, you can do great wonders in their lives. And Lord God, I'm thanking you for setting an example, for teaching me how to be an example. And God, I'm not perfect. Yes, I make mistakes at times, but Lord, I'm not a person that I can't say I'm sorry. Lord Jesus, and I thank you for helping me to be where I am today. I thank you for those on this line. I thank you for UME Radio. Lord Jesus, the digital network that is in all these waves everywhere, Lord Jesus, all around this country and around the world. And Lord God, we're going to infiltrate. We're going to be higher than the AI. Hey, we're going to be more than the AI machine. We're going to be in every nook and cranny of this society. Lord God, we desire the word of God to be in the bush, up in the mountain, in the valley, underneath the floorboard, people hiding because they can't openly profess their Christianity, profess their faith. We want the word of God to reach them as well. A lot of these countries, they want to push their religious agenda on people and all these cultist worshipers and people brainwashed and thinking, telling them lies that they are Jesus. They are the Messiah. Lord God, pray for these people's minds. Let these people think. And when they're taking your money and taking everything and telling you lies, Lord Jesus, let these people think. Joining these cults, all these doctors, lawyers, professors, supposed to be smart people, but something is off, God. Joining cults where they brainwash them and tell them that they are God. Excuse you? They are the Messiah? Did they die? Were they crucified? Did they rise again? They're mere humans. And let people open up their blinded eyes, Lord Jesus, and stop allowing themselves to be caught up in these cultish, religious environment, religious communities, God. Everybody got so much different, whole bunch of rules and regulations. People just worship the day, worship the weekend, then the rest of the week they're heathens. All this phony type of mentality. People so caught up in religion, they lose sight of who you really are, God. And they're not really flowing in you, Jesus. Because if they're really flowing in you, God, they'll be free from all these whole bunch of rules that's not even governing scripture, Lord God. Many of them are still stuck on the Old Testament ideology. And just like the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees. All these rules and regulations. That's why Jesus and them could not get along. But they tell you one thing and do something else. Some of these religions, God, only them can bring down come up with the answer. You got some religions where the elders are molesting the children, and they tell the parent, and they end up coming before the same person. The child sit there by themselves without a parent present to do what? The culprit is sitting there. What they going to say? Yes, that person is accused. But these elders think they have they are the one with the laws. And they could do what they could dictate and mess up these children's lives. In a lot of these religious cults, so much secret stuff goes on. But God, we ask you, Father, that all these secret society, these secret churches, secret religions, Lord God, Lord, you know them all. Because they got names I can't even talk about right now. But you know them all, Jesus. And there's so many of these cultish mindset, controlling people, allowing people to not use their freedom of choice. You gave us freedom. Women are oppressed and depressed and can't function. Because of all these rules and regulations, which a lot of the leaders are not even following themselves. They have multiple women, multiple wives. I don't even understand these cultures, God. But your word said for us to have one wife, one husband. They didn't tell us to have multiple wives. Because when Jesus came, we're under grace. We're not no longer under the law. We're under grace. And yet people don't understand that. But I'm thankful, God, that I don't be controlled by man. I came into that environment, God, and I refuse to be controlled by anybody. You got something to say? Show me in scripture. What did God say about it? And you can't say anything to back up what you're saying, be gone with you. Because Lord Jesus, I want to flow in your word. I'm living my best life because I'm free to think and be me. And God, if you got something wrong with it, you tell me something ain't right. He said, daughter, don't do that. Daughter, don't go there. You tell me this. Because Lord, I build a relationship with you. And if we build a relationship with you, God, and listen to your voice, distinguish your voice from the enemy telling you something that ain't right, because you're not going to tell us something that's wrong. Some of these religions, they kill people and they say they're doing it in the name of God. I rebuke that thought pattern in the name of Jesus. They blame it on you, that you tell them to kill this person. You tell them to beat up their wives. You tell them because the jab fall off her head to beat her to a pulp until she dies. Imagine that, God. A lot of these religions lie on you. Because you're not going to worry about that. Because you don't worry about clothes. That's not your thing. Your thing is the condition of our heart. So we could dress up, do what we want, pretty up the outside. If the inside ain't right, we ain't going nowhere. But hanging with the enemy and his angels in hell. So Lord, I pray, Lord Jesus, that we get it right before it's too late. I pray, God, that you send good people in our lives, good teachers of the word, people that will not back down from the word of God and speak the unadulterated word of God. All these leaders are doing things, filthy things behind closed doors, expose them. Homosexual pastors marrying each other, expose them, God. People sit up there telling lies and twisting up the word of God. Lord Jesus, let them step down. Lord God, raise up real people, people who will not stop from speaking the truth of God. No matter what, whether they want to receive it, yes or no, God. Our job is just to plant the seed. And you, God, will germinate the seed in your timing. It's our job to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Good news of salvation. And we thank you, God, for answering prayer today. We thank you, God, for moving on the behalf of your people today. And you strengthen us, Jesus. And you help us to reach higher heights and deeper depths in you. And we thank you that we are victorious today, God. And as we go out of our homes, we ask you, God, you protect us as we walk. We sit at the bus stop. We drive. Protect us from harm and danger. Seen and unseen dangers, God. Guide us. We're in the airplane, traveling somewhere, Jesus. We on the train, the subway, wherever we are, Jesus. The motor car, amusement park. Some places are still hot right now. We pray, Jesus, that you will protect your people. Send your angels to protect. Pray for marriages, God. Pray for those who desire to be married. We ask you, God, to prepare our mindsets as men and women to meet the right person at the right time and flow in scripture, Jesus. Not desecrate the relationship before we even start. Lord God, thank you for sending the right people to our lives. And we bless you, God. We thank you for victory on today. We thank you, God, for your anointing on today. In the name of Jesus, we bless you on today, God. We bless your name, Jesus. We honor you, God, and we glorify your name. Thank you for being there for us, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for helping us, Father, for being all that we can be in you. And we bless you today, God. We give you the honor and the glory. And we will not fail to give you thanks for all that you've done for us already, God. What you're doing now, Father. And what you're about to do. Thank you for answering our prayers today. Thank you for covering this prayer, God, that it will go forth, God, and do what it will accomplish what it said for to do. As this word was spoken, God, that the word would not return void, but it will touch, it will do something, it will do a transformation in people's lives. And God, we bless you today, Jesus, and we honor you, Father. God bless Bidoo YIWW. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining the prayer line today. May your heart continue to be touched. May your heart continue to be blessed. And may God continue to use you and build up your life. Allow the Lord to use you. And may you grow in the Lord and in the power of his might. May he continue to transform your life as well and be all that he desires you to be. And God wants you to follow his direction. God desires you to wait in his presence. God is saying, don't rush anything. Take your time. I know you got some decisions you got to make. But God says to wait on him. Wait on him. That's what he's saying. Don't rush anything. He's got you. He's got you. Praise the name of Jesus. He's got you. He's got you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Say, I know you at a crossroads right now, and God said, don't rush. That's all I keep hearing. Don't rush it. Take your time. Take your time. All right? Easy. Easy. Because if you rush it, it may not work the way you decided to work. So, just wait for God's direction. Wait on him. That's all he kept saying. Now, I keep hearing is wait on him. That's all I'm hearing. Wait on God. He's got the answer. He give it to in his timing. Be patient. Hold on. We bless God today. Yumi Radio. God bless you today. Praise God. I received that message as well. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for everybody joining in today. Everyone, wherever you're listening, thank God for you. And continue to pray for me. Pray for the ministry. Pray for all the people that I meet in person or online. And thank God for each and one of you. And if you get a chance, connect to the website of WAMOE.org and plant a seed in this ministry. The ministry has blessed you. Sow a seed into the ministry. I guarantee you it will certainly do the work of what the Lord has put in my heart. Sow a seed. Let God use you to sow a seed today. And thank God for you. Thank God for each one of you. And as we separate from his line, but never separate from his presence, you have a great day and a great week until we meet again. Lord, I love you and Jesus loves you more. Goodbye.
Thank you for staying with us today. We invite you to come back again and join Apostle Faith Live on Sundays at 2 p.m. for Bible education and church services, and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for Feature Wednesdays, where we share messages from other kingdom leaders from within the WAMO network. Are you a kingdom leader with a message of hope and inspiration for the children of God? Send us an email with your message to support@wamo.org or join the WAMO Media Network via our website, wamo.org/network. Are you in need of prayer? Email prayer requests to support@wamo.org or join our prayer line, Monday mornings at 7 a.m.
Lord God, we thank you for being such a great God. We thank you for being a loving God, a gracious God.
We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy.
If you need help to overcome low self-worth, Heal Your Marriage, Restoration Through Therapy for Children, Teens, Individuals, and Couples. Book an appointment for therapy with Dr. Faith at our website, wamo.org/counseling. You may also access self-help resources at our website, wamo.org/resources. If you would like to become a member, volunteer, or partner with WAMO Outreach Ministries, send your email to support@wamo.org. Come as you are. Why you should join this ministry. 1. To empower people for success in the kingdom of God through Bible education. 2. To provide support services for the upliftment and development of your community. 3. To empower children and youth to increase their knowledge and earning potential by advancing their skills and professional capacity. 4. To provide solutions for families who need shelter, a place for worship, skills development, and access growth opportunities for community leaders. And 5. To provide support and a source of hope for senior citizens, ex-convicts, and people in need. It's easy to support this ministry. Here is how you can help. Through tax-deductible giving, easily accessible everywhere via our website at wamo.org/give. You can give a one-time or monthly donation or contribute funding to one of our programs. Become a member of our community or volunteer team. Apply at our website at wamo.org/membership. Become a member of our network and let us work together to build and grow a strong, healthy community of kingdom advocates, empowering people for success in the kingdom of God. Sign up at our website, wamo.org/network. Other ways to join us and support the ministry. Subscribe on YouTube at WAMO Ministries, Apostle Faith Live. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WAMO Ministries. Contact us anytime at Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries. P.O. Box 2077, Mount Vernon, New York 10551. Telephone 914-699-2482 and email support@wamoe.org. Your support and generosity will positively change lives.